and it will go to either Shaq Cooper or Chris Rainey, who are back to receive the kick. Let's light this rocket. We are underway here at BC Place in Vancouver, and it's going to Chris Rainey at his 10. He'll cut inside and then beats a couple of tacklers and goes down the sidelines across midfield. He'll get inside the Edmonton 45 before he's angled out of bounds. So another good return against the Edmonton Elks. It's now second and 10 from the 42. Raleigh takes a snap and drops back. He'll throw, takes a big hit on the play, and the ball goes incomplete. Williams again in coverage, and Mike Riley is down.
He's hurt.
He is slow to get up, being helped up by teammates, and he is woozy as he walks off the field.
It was Mike Moore that came in and delivered the shot. A field goal with a new kicker.
And that is Jimmy Camacho, who will attempt a field goal, no pressure, from 49 yards for his first attempt in the Canadian Football League. Ball is up, and it is through. Good from 49 yards, and the BC Lions have struck first. There's the snap to Harris. He'll roll to the right side and throw, reaching in for it, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by the BC Lions, coming back down the other way to midfield. Harris in on the takedown on the tackle, but the interception is made by Keontae Harden, the defensive back, and the Lions get the football back. Cooper stands to the left of Riley. He'll have three receivers to the wide side to his right. He takes a deep drop. Pressure's coming. Down goes Riley. Costigan gets in there. Betts is in there. Serezna is in there. What a rush.
White, here we go.
It's from the 52. He's hit one from there already. He's 11 for 11 against BC in the last year, and that one goes off the pipe and in. It goes off the crossbar, just like the other 52-yarder in week one, just over the bar and in. So Sean White keeps rolling. A three-point field goal that just goes off the bar and falls the right way for the Elks. The three Canadians go out to the right side. That's Ross, Jones, and Smith. Motion starts. Harris takes the drop, looks to the left side. He's going deep down the sidelines, and that is complete.
Yes.
Nice grab by Greg Ellingson, and that'll get the Elks out of trouble in a hurry.
Well, you want to talk about?
There's the chemistry we've been waiting for.
There it is.
Arts. And this ball goes to James Wilder Jr. up the middle. He'll get across the 30, and that should be good for a first down for the Elks. They'll move the chains and set up first and 10 from the 23-yard line.
Whoa.
There's Harris in the pocket. He'll throw. He's got a man open. That is complete. Inside the 15 to Ellingson. He'll dive ahead to the 10-yard line and takes the snap. Looks, throws to the back of the end zone. There it is to Mike Jones. Antler up, Edmonton. Touchdown, Elks. To the back of the end zone for Mike Jones. He's got his first in green and gold. White's one for one so far from the 52. This one from the 24 to continue his streak against the BC Lions. Ball is down. Kick is up. It is true and through. And this one is up. And true and through. Another field goal from Sean White. Now 3 for 3 from outside the 50 this season. The Elks take an 18-4 lead. He's been away from the team all week with COVID protocols, doing his quarantining. Now he's with the team and he's kicked. And this one is through. He's got his second field goal of the game. He is 2 for 2, and the Lions get it to 7 points. So Riley goes under center from the 1 yard line. He's already got one touchdown from the one this year.
No.
He gets stopped on this one, I believe. And then some more pushing and shoving. Riley gets up. He's a little steamed.
After review by the command center, the ruling on the field has been changed. We have a touchdown.
All right. Camacho waits for the snap. He's 2 for 2 so far. He's 3 for 3 as he hits this one from 29 yards. Pretty good debut for him in the Canadian Football League, and that will get the Lions just a little bit closer. It's a two-point game, 18-16. Sean White from the 38-yard line now. He's 3 for 4 tonight. Ball is pinned, kick is up. And it is Andrew. And another 3 points on the board for Sean White, and the lead grows for the Edmonton Elks. 21-16, they lead the BC Lions. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of play. Tucker and Green, extra men on the line to block for James Wilder Jr., who'll get the football. He'll go to the left, he'll go to the right.
He'll go straight through and find a hole across the 50. He'll get to the 40, the 35, and it takes three Lions to take him down at the 31-yard line. Huge gain for James Wilder Jr., first down Elks.
James Wilder Jr. is getting a workout in the huddle. He's got his hands on his knees. You can see him huffing for breath. He stands to the right of Trevor Harris now, and he's going to get the football again. And again, he'll get a handful across the 20 inside the Papa John's red zone. James Wilder Jr. doing it all on this drive for the Elks. Beard leans over the football. Harris waits for it. Three receivers to the right side, and James Wilder Jr. gets it. He gets another hole inside the 10, inside the 5. James Wilder Jr. won't quit. And try and push across. No, he's just going to take a knee.
Well, what do I know?
Just going to take a knee.
Take the win.
And take the win. The Elks have won their first game of the season. A 21-16 victory over the BC Lions here at BC Place. They didn't win at home. They found the answer on the road in Vancouver. Elks.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.